Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN.
Nice and personal is Kyle on the YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee looking into the camera. He's Kyle Wallace running the show, producing and hosting. It's Kyle Bruston-Nortman with you till 5 o'clock on 94.5 ESPN. YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. And, of course, you have the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Can I ask Brad a question?
Go ahead.
So how much money would I have earned today if I was strofing? You know how you gave him that $100 for producing, doing his job? He had to lose the money?
Yeah. Ben ended up giving it to him, generous of Ben.
Yeah, you were ready to give it to him, too. I have been at?
Let's see here. You've been producing longer than Strofe, right? In general.
I do one Sunday a year. Maybe. We used to do it based on Craig's availability. And Craig is not available. He's as available as Jair Alexander. So that just lets you know level of reps.
It's like how I generally tip at a restaurant. Like, you start at 20%. And generally speaking, it'll always be there. No, now, if you do above and beyond, I'll do 25. Oh, and if things are really bad, I'll probably ding it a 15. I won't go to 10. That's kind of how I view it. I'll start you at 100. Theoretical 100, not actual 100. You start at 100. The lack of listening 2 segments ago,
that probably
dinged you down to 60.
Point. You just panicked about pressing a button twice, and you told us off air.
But you didn't move. You have some good music, the unlicensed music. I bumped up to 75. And just because I like you, I'd say you're at about 80 right now.
All the contributions I have made to this show.
Well, Dave from Aaron chimes in on the Carlos talking text line. Kyle looks like he's randomly hitting buttons into the producer room, not knowing what they even do.
And that's
kind of accurate based off the way that the last hour ended.
The product has been smooth. Like, I don't think anyone would know. It's like a little bit of a duck with, you know, fast water underneath the surface and smooth up top. That's what I feel like is going on with Kyle.
I feel like things are moving fast. Crazy, but it's working.
But it's working.
We're working.
It's really working.
I had to hold
my
pee for 2 hours. I'm too old for that.
2 hours?
So, yeah, I had to pee almost at the beginning of the show. And then I was like, oh, crap, I can't pee. And then I forget to pee during the break. I was thirsty. I ran out of water.
I will say, I've been doing, you know, the hosting side now full time for over 2 years.
Cool.
You guys still talk about things in the producer. I don't know what you're talking about. Even in the break, talking about stacks and things like I don't know what you're talking about. It's a complicated job back there. I don't envy it.
Dirty D's calling you, Kyle. You guys can have a quick conversation.
Hey, Dirty D.
No, mic off. I do want to kind of go back to where the end of the second hour went, which was, I believe it was Dave, the Bears fan, who actually brought up something that I think is worth the conversation between the two potential opponents for the Packers, Eagles and Bears. He mentioned that as he was an Iowa fan, seeing Wisconsin, you know each other all the time, Bears-Packers, they played twice in a short amount of time. They've been good games. They know a lot about each other. And I think there's something to that about, like, you know, I just asked open-ended to everyone, like, which is a worse matchup for the Green Bay Packers, the Eagles or the Bears, 800-990-3776, Carbless Talk and Text Line, or on YouTube, where you can comment there as well, at ESPN Milwaukee. Because that got me thinking of, like, we know a lot about both teams, but we haven't seen the Eagles in a while, actually. It's kind of been an up-and-down roller coaster, as we heard from Jason Wilde earlier. They were egging the offensive coordinator's house, so they've had their ups and downs. But you also saw the Bears twice in 3 weeks. And you saw them to start the season last year with the Eagles, and you saw them to end the season last year. So you've seen the Eagles a lot more than you typically would heading into another matchup where you're guaranteed two opponents you're familiar with. So what's the worst matchup for the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, to me, the worst matchup is the Philadelphia Eagles. I just think they have the Packers' number, right? Frustratingly, you go back all the way to the season opener in Brazil in 2024, Packers play them generally well, but there's almost like a cursed nature that the Packers experience when they play the Eagles, right? Because even that game, Jordan Love tweaks his knee. You give up opportunities on the field. You meet him in the playoff game. Jordan Love throws three interceptions. An ugly Monday night football game when they played him this season. It just seems
is that
like
10-7?
10-7.
Or 13-10?
10-7. 10-7. Just, it seems like the Carolina Eagles have 13, their numbers. 10? And honestly, too, when you look at it, the Eagles are just completely underperforming for who they are and the experience they have. Their team is still riddled with all pros, right? Just studs after studs after studs.
Saquon's gone for 100-plus yards the last three games.
Yeah, and I just think
they play the Packers, going to be another one.
And Hurts has been off for some reason, but I still think he's a capable quarterback who does it when the moment's hot.
He doesn't have to do as much against the Packers because defense has done really well the last couple matchups against the offense. And Pete chimes in, Pete M375. We don't ever match up well against this version of the Eagles. The Eagles' offense is trash, but for some reason that defense just crushes us. And I think that does summarize everything we're kind of putting into context here about these matchups for the wild card.
Yeah, and the lifeline that the Packers do have is a great quarterback in Jordan Love, a smart offensive mind in Matt LaFleur. I do not trust this defense to do much. So the fact that the Eagles have a stifling defense, say what you want about the offense, which is struggling right now. Eagles defense is playing their best football of the year. So all they need to do is kind of put a lid on this Packer offense, and they're going to walk away with the win because the Packer defense is struggling that much. So to me, I don't want to see the Eagles. I don't want to have to go to Philly. It's interesting, too, because it's much more likely that Chicago will have the 2 seed. I think, you know, a lot more needs to happen for the Packers to go to Philly. It seems really early for these Bear fans to be doing the victory lap that they are. That's why Dave, who called from Illinois, who's kind of cautioning everybody, a very intelligent Bear fan, might I add, it seems so early for these Bear fans to be doing the victory lap because I don't think it's too bad of a matchup with or without Micah Parsons, with or without the injuries for the Chicago Bears already. And that would be a painful, painful loss for the Chicago Bears if it happens in the playoffs.
AJ in Baltimore, you're my dog, Kyle, killing on the board today. Woof, woof.
Shout out to my boy AJ. I'm actually flying into Baltimore for only like 45 minutes as my layover. So shout out to Baltimore and AJ in Baltimore.
You usually never share anything about your details of travel.
Yeah, well,
where's your final destination?
Well, you know, just know I know my boy. I know what AJ do in Baltimore, so I ain't worried about nothing. If y'all want something with me, all them Bears fans want smoke from me. Guess what? I got my boy. Well, oh, look who's calling.
Look who's calling.
Also, Brad wasn't here for all the Bears stuff.
He wasn't. You weren't here. I tagged you in a post on purpose just so you'd get the mentions.
Oh, no, I saw on social media and I caught a lot of strays. I mean, it was crazy. I know plenty based on what I saw on social media and from when I could kind of tag in and out of the show. Woo, that was a rough couple days, boys. Rough couple days.
I thought it was fun.
Well, yeah.
Other than the fact that the last 3 minutes.
What did Brad mean, rough?
Yeah,
you were all
off. Because I saw the mentions. You guys were getting killed
mentions
down there.
Listen, we got. Listen, between
calling it right.
Between Tags. Ben and I, we literally have 2 million views in Chicago off of all social media platforms. Like,
that's remarkable.
That's minimum.
Minimum. I mean, thank goodness that they played yesterday and everything calmed down. Because it seemed like after the Packers lost, and then
if the Bears would have won, it would have been like, they wouldn't have been listening to anything about the Bears. It would have been back to Green Bay.
And yeah, then they found a video from like April where we were talking about Colston Loveland, and then it blew up again.
What?
Yeah, oh, you don't know this.
I don't know this one.
Oh, my gosh. I'm barely even in the video. I'm in the video in my suit, and all I say is, oh, man, Tyler Warren would have been the better pick there for them. Loveland's good, but no. And then Strofe is laughing, and then Will is saying, oh, this is like when they drafted Justin Fields. I feel terrible. And they're roasting us all, and I'm just catching strays. I complimented the kid. I'm catching strays.
Goodness gracious. Let's go to Diana McGuanago on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Dirty D, you're up.
Hey, guys. How was your Christmas?
It was great. I'm so glad you're asking me.
What up, Dirty D?
How was yours, Dirty D?
It was very nice. I just wanted to let, hey, No matter what. I think Kyle's doing an awesome job.
My girl.
No matter what.
Wow.
No matter what. Even if he's not doing a good job, you're still doing a good job. You got some supporters out there.
I need her to be my evaluator.
That's right.
You need a do you want your baby girl to treat you like Diana treats or yes.
You need Dirty D in the same room when you do like salary negotiations.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I know what you're about saying room. I was gonna say, whoa.
Levi, new record, been on hold for 2 hours and 5 minutes. You are up on KVN.
What is up, boys?
Yo,
what
yo.
Up, Levi? Great to have Brad back.
Good to be back, Levi.
I don't get excited. He's gone.
Hey, and I also agree with Dirty Teams, man. Kyle Wallace has been kicking it back in the back and up behind the glass.
Mm.
Maybe you should produce more often for us, Kyle.
I mean, I wouldn't mind it. I mean, I have vacation coming up, so it's a lot easier when I have nothing else to do tomorrow. So, I mean, yeah this is I like this.
You got to stay after and upload some stuff and do all the grunt
I have
work.
An eye appointment, so I'm going to try my best to get this up. If I get quiet the last 15 minutes of the show, it's because I'm trying to get this up.
Levi, quickly, you got a hot take for us?
Quickly? He waited 2 hours.
Yeah, I got a I'll be quick because I'm trying to shop around, but I'll be quick. I just want to say that I'd rather play the Chicago Bears over the Philadelphia Eagles, and I do not want to see the Bears lose to the Detroit Lions on purpose because they don't want to play us because they're kind of wussies, you know? They're wussies, the Bears are.
Wussies.
That's all I got to say, guys.
I haven't heard wussies in a while, but I'd like to
I haven't heard that in probably 20 years.
Thank you, Levi. We appreciate you.
I like that. No, Levi.
The Bears purposely losing to face the better teams from the NFC West.
Do we bring in...
That's a radical theory.
The next guy, I don't even know. You know, he disappeared for weeks, so it's crazy. He couldn't call after the Bears lost to the Packers, but he can call after the Bears lose to the 49ers.
And he's a big regression to the mean guy. The last 30 years, now the Bears are going to regress to the mean against the Packers. I guess since I'm doing that, we'll bring in my delusional brother, Jonathan Brust.
Hey, guys. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas. Ben, have you discussed the saxophone yet?
I have not. We don't have time for that.
Saxophone?
Yeah, come on.
That's Ben's story to tell. He's got a good picture for you. Hey, I'm okay with the loss. Does it suck? Yeah, it sucks. But that delusional guy from the North...
I'm dropping him. I'm not doing it. This isn't this. Go call ESPN 1000, Jonathan.
Wait.
We're not here for your.
It sounds like he was being semi-reasonable.
I don't care, but he's talking about the Bears' loss. I don't care about the Bears' loss. We are not here for the Bears' loss. This is Wisconsin.
Right, for real. I'm okay with that loss. I'm like, huh?
Huh?
I mean, who cares?
We're talking about how Derrick Henry gashed this defense and how they can get ready and get healthy for when they do play the Bears next. That's our focus, not your loss to the 49ers.
Yeah, nobody posed that question. Bears fans, how are you feeling about the loss to the 49ers?
Just because you're my brother doesn't mean you get a full range of whatever you want to talk about.
Dude, I'm trying to find this laugh track. He has so many laughs.
I was going to say, I tried giving you as much time as possible. Let's hit all the laugh tracks. That's the good one.
Oh, yeah. It says Scalzo and Bruss laugh track.
What?
This is
relabel those, that strophe, those man. He does mail it in when he's producing. You're doing a great job. I think he's back up to $100 of worth of producing.
There he is.
I
need triple that money. Digits.
I need that money.
Ironically, I'm going to be a hypocrite here.
Uh-oh.
Guess what I have written down? Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, after 1 year, came in the division and took the division.
Mm. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I mean.
And that upset Kyle. That's why I wrote it down, because it upset Kyle.
We'll
get to it.
It should.
We'll
it should be
it.
Upsetting.
We'll get to it. Because it is when we look at the Green Bay Packers and the conversations about Ed Policy and if the hypotheticals of how this season goes, you have a coach where this wild card game will mean a lot. Is it everything? Is it his contract? No, it's not necessarily like all on that line, but definitely is going to be part of the story. If Ed Policy does not like a lame duck coach, this is a big game. It's not everything, but it's big. We don't know if they play him, but they came in and took the division.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I have never seen BBL together.
Don't
I've
know.
Seen BBQ.
Yeah.
Barbecue. I've seen other things like that. I've never seen BBL.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
You know, I'm vetoing the next conversation. After my brother called in to say I'm not mad about the loss, and it had nothing to do with the Green Bay Packers, it had everything to do with his fandom that we don't care about, well, vetoing the next conversation and moving it towards the biggest one that everyone's thinking about, but just get it off your chest. I want to know. I want to know from everyone, is it rest or get right? Are you resting as many people as you can, or are you, even for the fringe people, playing them because you can't go four straight games potentially losing heading into the playoffs? But you rest. Jordan Love hasn't played in a couple weeks. Josh Jacobs shouldn't play no matter what. He's like a non-negotiable.
It's going to cost me money. He cost me some money.
Yep, same. Yeah, I can't believe it, Kyle.
Rest or get right. I want to know if there's anyone on the get right game. Because everyone's bringing it up, but I think the only answer, in my opinion, is rest. Can somebody make the get right game argument for me? Because I don't know how much a get right game in week 18 with what we've seen and where they're at can actually do
good
for this team heading into the playoffs.
The argument for a get right game, which I don't believe in, is two things. One, if you're actually going to make a deep playoff run, you got to be playing your best football. And they're playing their worst football of the
year. Do you have to?
What?
Do you have to be? I don't
be
think
playing
you have
your best football?
Yes, you do. How many teams have lost?
2010.
I don't know. Three or four. But
the Packers won several straight to make the playoffs.
Yeah, they won.
So they were
winning
hot.
Six straight to go to
become the wild card.
Yeah, I can't think of a team.
And again, that is
with
Aaron Rodgers and a lot of...
Yeah, a lot of more stuff. I can't think of a team that went in like limping to the playoffs and then spun it around and went on a run. However...
Yeah,
The problem is it's not a non-negotiable. Like if you know what, if you're not playing your best football, at least you're still there, right? A non-negotiable would be another marquee player gets hurt, and then you're even down even more guys like that. You can't come back from. So the answer is you rest. You rest everyone you possibly can. I can think of about seven guys who are the core of your offense and defense who have no business being on the field.
What's Rashawn Gary in a game? Just more disappointment?
Double digit sacks?
You make him play. You make Rashawn Gary, I'm making you play as punishment for how depressing and sad that punishment has been.
I like that. Because guess what? He was benched anyway. They don't even want him on the damn field. So actually, he should play. He's the second string.
Yeah, he is.
I'm not joking. He's playing. Rashawn, you're playing.
The only other argument you can make outside of momentum is you are trying to create an environment where you always compete, right? An identity question, right? Where it's like, you know what?
That's my argument.
It probably
let's build an identity before
it's like
we go
we're
going to
do it now when there's absolutely nothing on the line and this is last game of year seven. I mean that's kind of what Dan Campbell did, though.
In theory, I believe it, but with the evidence of what we have, like
won't move the
needle. If this was year one of Matt LaFleur, I could maybe see like, all right, this is who he is.
Oh wow,
we're doing this.
Yeah, it's a little too late for that, and this isn't the time to sort of flex that muscle. Those are the only two arguments I can understand. Momentum, playing your best football, kind of getting right, and or identity, but neither of those are strong enough arguments to protect your guys to just say, you know what, let's be as healthy as possible going in, and then we're just going to roll them out there and see what happens.
Gary, CV, and Nixon need to play Joe, Pack, Joe, and NC.
Yeah, this is like punishment. If you have not done what we need you to do, we're going to punish you, and you're going to have to go play this dreadful game.
Kyle, are you team rest, or are you team get right? Man, that's my man Corey. He already called.
I know. Corey was sharing some stats with me. He said, I know I already called, but
you're
I just want to let you know.
You're just chatting it up with people back there?
Well, okay. Listen,
Yeah, I
You've
love
gone
KB.
Full Alex.
I love KB and Nation.
You're kicking your legs out.
No, no, no. I love KB and Nation. I want to show them some love. Corey said, according to him, the last time a team ended the season with losses, which I do believe is true, is when the Packers played the New York Giants in the NFC Championship game in 2007-2008 season. Do you recall that, Brad?
I do recall that.
We lost in overtime. Yep, we lost in overtime. And that year,
that was heartbreaking.
You're telling me that's the last time that somebody made it to an NFC Championship game?
Somebody won the Super Bowl. Was playing poorly at the end of the year. Now, obviously, I didn't have enough time to fact check that, but that's according to Corey because he said he was at that game. And so somebody else can fact check it while I'm talking. But right now for me, listen, the most important thing the Green Bay Packers need to find is they need to find rhythm. They need to find cohesiveness. And at the end of the day, whether somebody gets injured or not, what's more important than one guy getting injured? You already lost Micah, right? You already lost the heart and soul of your defense, and you know ain't nobody stepping up in the front seven. So at the end of the day, I need this team to get going. I need this team to have confidence going into the playoffs because after that performance, if the next time—
Hal, you already proclaimed the season was over, so why are you doing that?
Well, because they need to find something to get some type of hope. Because
so you're resting nobody?
No. What I'm saying is this. Jordan Love needs to play at least in half. The defense needs to play at least that. Like Xavier McKinney, he can come out early. You know, you could take out Evan Williams early as well. But there's some guys that I need out there the entire time. That whole D line, as you said, they all need to play. Both my inside linebackers, maybe take out Edrian Cooper, and I guess Edrian and Quay can come out at some point. But I need this team to play at least a half of football because you can't go into the playoffs after that terrible performance that you had against the Ravens, especially if you may have to play the Philadelphia Eagles, who have Saquon Barkley, who have a quarterback in Jalen Hurts, who can run the ball as well. I can't have them having that nasty taste in their mouth if they have a chance to win. But I'm telling y'all, they're not like an injury. Oh, if somebody gets hurt, the Packers aren't going to win the Super Bowl. More than likely, somebody gets hurt or doesn't get hurt, the Packers aren't going to win the Super Bowl.
There's plenty of guys that you can't get necessarily injured. Jordan Love being first and foremost, but we've seen what this offense is like. If Christian Watson, who's already semi-injury prone, if Christian Watson goes down, this offense loses a whole dimension. You're talking about guys
on
defense.
I'm just sitting him regardless because he's earned it.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I just think there's so many guys that if you lose them, the thing is, we're not even talking about like losing them for the season. There's one thing to be like, oh, it's preseason. If the guy tweaks his ankle, he's out for a couple weeks. If you tweak something, you're out for next week. That's the problem. So we're not even concerned about long-term injuries. Small, muscle, you know, muscular
which are already
injuries.
At a maximum right now. You already have
You're already tired. You're already banged up.
You already have, like, the thing soft, that's not on the injury report that's been bothering you.
Yeah, a soft tissue injury can pop up at any moment, and then, oh, you're out for 2 weeks, and that's the whole rest of the season.
Oh, fooey.
Chris chimes in on the Carbless Talk and text line. The whole defense needs to play. They got their rest last week.
That's good. That's really
they were
funny.
Bad. They were really bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Harrington Valentine.
The thing is,
I can't get it out of my head.
Dallas Goedert now.
On defense, I can't think of anyone where it's like, oh, you know what? We got to protect him.
McKinney.
Yeah, true. McKinney. But outside of McKinney, maybe Evan Williams.
Even though Quay is
like
kind of heading the wrong way.
Had a bad game.
Like this back half of the season.
That's how few defensive studs that we have as the Packer team to where it's like you can't even be like, you know what? We got like Micah would be that guy. But outside of Micah and Xavier McKinney, there's few guys that you look at and be like, we need to protect him at all costs. They're just not
as
full of
studs. As crazy as this sounds, you got to protect Keyshawn Nixon. And
no.
Not because he's God's gift, but if he goes down, then what? They already want to bench Carrington Valentine. Nate Hobbs is banged up.
I mean, Bo Melton's really playing a lot of quarterback then.
Tell me I'm not wrong on that one.
I mean, you're not wrong. That's just a sad state of affairs.
I just heard Bo Melton playing. I'm just like, uh-oh.
Kyle.
Yeah, Bullard.
Hear me out on this one. I actually think it's to the Packers' benefit to sit Keyshawn Nixon. Because if he goes down, and we know he's not God's gift, but he's at least serviceable.
Yeah, Bo Melton
well, and
you
don't have
Javon
anyone serviceable
Bullard.
Behind.
Yeah, I mean, both the teams you might have to match up on, all I remember is games ending with him chasing. I believe it was him defending Devontae Smith on that touchdown. Was that
yeah.
him?
Yeah.
No, that was Evan Williams.
Oh, it was Evan Williams.
But Keyshawn Nixon got beat against Chicago.
Twice, as I remember.
And then I feel like he also got beat against the Broncos a couple times. Could you imagine how like
this is why Keyshawn Valentine? And I want to get back to that because we're just like now just talking about the cornerbacks, which we knew were going to be a thorn in the side. Now it's even more exposed.
Oh, it's horrible.
Can you believe that the same guy that got juked by Zay Flowers, tossed by Derrick Henry, is the same seventh-round pick talking smack to Ja'Marr Chase.
Well,
That is crazy.
He locked up Ja'Marr in his opportunities.
Okay, let's slow down here.
He locked him up. Listen, I love CV. So, hey, get stiff-armed all you want, buddy. Just
no, don't.
He got benched twice because he can't tackle.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was
He can cover, he just can't tackle.
Yeah, and even on
the
touchdown that Zay Flowers had, I mean, he wasn't in terrible coverage. He just got beat. I mean, I don't.
Bill and Delavan, you're on the Carbless Talk and Text Line with KBN. You resting or are getting right? Or trying to, at least.
In between. I'm saying treat it like a preseason game. Play him for a series or two to get a little rhythm and then sit him.
I hear you, Bill. I hear you.
That's right.
I don't know. There's the whole thing that goes into there's warm-up.
Then there's the mental part of, like, protecting yourself for one or two series. Like,
it's easy to say, hard to do.
We need a win. Like, listen, we can't go four-game losing streak going into the playoffs.
The other problem is you have only a certain amount of active players on game day.
Correct.
So somebody's got to be inactive. So you pull out, you know, seven guys.
Let's make somebody's practice squad dream.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and do it. You pull out all those guys.
Get that minimum game check.
So the Packers go into the playoffs with a 4-game losing streak. You're excited, huh?
It is what it is, man. Health is more important right now. Josh Jacobs literally has a bone bruise.
He shouldn't play. He does.
Jordan Love, like, I guess, like, is it worth getting rhythm off concussion to be in the same spot?
Let me go through, because there's probably going to be. I mean, how many inactive guys are there? Like 7 or 8. So we can agree on Josh Jacobs. It's almost like stop me when you say Josh Jacobs. Jordan Love, Christian Watson,
mm-hmm.
Zach Tom.
Yes, even because he's been injured. Like,
Xavier McKinney.
Yeah.
There's 5 already that like are your core. I'm trying to think if there's anyone else that's worth protecting. I can't think. Maybe
one of the
Cooper,
linebackers.
Maybe Cooper. Kyle, any of those guys you veto and you say, no, we're playing? Josh
Bro,
Jacobs.
Listen, if you can't go out there and play and not get hurt, I mean, injuries are inevitable.
So one of those guys outside of Josh Jacobs?
I understand what happened with Christian Watson
last year. Are you playing Jordan Love?
Hell yeah, I'm playing Jordan Love.
The whole game.
Jordan Love, he played.
The whole game?
Not the whole game. I'm playing Jordan Love for a half. Jordan Love has not played a full football game.
We did this last year
since
he got
Denver
hurt.
Broncos in the, I understand that, but.
Let's make worse worse.
What I'm saying is this. The Packers need to find a rhythm before they go into the playoffs. They're already behind the eight ball because they do not have, in my perspective, as the current roster does not have the talent and the pieces in order to be successful. So I think they should play at least in half and then see what happens after that. But they got to get some type of rep.
Kyle Wallace cares more about a win than the health of the team heading into the wild card weekend. So I see you on the Carbless Talk and text line. We will get to you at 800-990-3776 and have this conversation, because I can't believe that Kyle, who believes the season is over, is now scrapping to make sure the guys play. It's very confusing around here. We continue on next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman.
We've called him Whitey Tighties. We've called him the Hall Monitor. He's Jesse Nelson. Like, he's just, I am Jesse Nelson. Kyle, you're Jesse Nelson.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app, you're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN. On ESPN Wisconsin, ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Grimal and Associates Insurance protects what matters most, and I can tell you I sat down with Mandy. She runs a great team for over 30 years in the greater Milwaukee area. We have another call scheduled for Friday as I'm looking for the right home and auto policies. And they're backed by personalized American Family Insurance-backed service. But more importantly, the service that I've gotten from the team after talking with Mandy. And then right away, when I asked for some quotes, they were on it. Holidays or not, they gave me a timeline and they met it. They followed up the appropriate amount of times. And now I'm set up to make sure that I'm locked in with the best possible coverage with where I'm at in my life. And you can have the same experience by going to TeamGrimal.com. Connect with Grimal & Associates at Team Grimal, Team GRAMOLL.com. It is Kyle Brust and Nortman, with Kyle Wallace being the producer host extraordinaire, mostly producing, half hosting. Ben Brust and Brad Nortman here as well. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. The conversation was what everyone's talking about. Get right against the Vikings and Brian Flores and risk some injury, or get healthy, potentially four-game losing streak heading into the wild card. We'll go over to Bill Johnson, a teammate in Beaver Dam. Bill, hey. What's going on?
Hi, fellas. How are you? I think everybody's kind of ignoring the elephant in the room, and I don't expect the team to acknowledge this. As a matter of fact, I think I'd be a little bit concerned if they did. But they're finished. I mean, they're done. They might be able to win one playoff game, and I think that would be a monumental accomplishment if they did it. But honestly, I really think as soon as Micah Parsons went out, with the way that their defense is configured, I think they were finished. And the other thing that I have, Kyle talked about whether or not they would have played Jordan Love this week if it had mattered. If he doesn't pass the concussion protocol for the playoff game, I don't blame them either. I don't know that he will or he won't, but, I mean, it's Tua, as much as people like to rip on Tua, Tua is the living example of don't mess around with the concussion protocol, because I think he had 3 and 5 weeks or something like that a few years ago.
And he's concussed when he played the Packers and threw 3 picks in the second half. They just didn't sit him.
Yeah, he's never been the same. That's something, I mean, not just for football. I mean, for life.
Look,
it's something you don't screw around with.
I hear you on not screwing around with it, but if listening to Jason last week, Jason Wilde, talking about how he doesn't have a history of it, which does help his chances of being cleared even for this week, but for sure by playoffs. Now, I can't say, I guess, for sure, but I hear you on the overall health. What I don't understand is wanting to say finish. I get everything feels bad, but you've played the Bears twice, and even with this version of the Packers defense, you played them pretty well. You managed the clock with Malik Willis. They made plays late. You were better than them for 55 minutes. That wasn't good enough, but enough to know you're right there. So you win that game. You don't know how the rest shakes out. The NFC has been wide open. If you do end up playing Sam Darnold, he leads the league in turnovers. Not that the Packers have been opportunistic there, but it's just not enough for me to say, well, that could be a game in which he turns it over before they end up playing him and they play a different team. So I don't like the finish just yet. I need to see it be finished. Fair?
Like I said, though, I don't think the team would ever say that, and I don't expect them to. But I just think, and it's not just Parsons. It was good to see Evan Williams back last week. You don't know how much he was playing hurt. But we were concerned when and Wiley went out with that gruesome injury, and best to him. But, I mean, that was another, you know, big blow for the Packers. They just picked him up off of somebody's practice squad a couple weeks ago. I mean, that's how thin they are on the inside. Baltimore's a great running football team. But you want to know exactly why they got run on like they did? Because they don't have anybody left.
Yeah, they're decimated. They are.
Yeah, and they're light as far as the guys that are outside of the trenches. That's the good part and the bad part of their defense. They run to the ball, but they're like a bunch of big safeties, really. So, I mean, like I said, it's a tricky one, but I just look at it and go, you know what?
You're saying it doesn't matter. They're finished.
Yeah, they're done.
All right.
Listen to Bill Johnson. He's a smart man. We both love the Packers, but we understand the writing is on the wall.
We appreciate you, Bill, as always.
Thanks, Bill. I mean, he's not wrong in that this team isn't necessarily built for physicality, right? Because, I mean, they're linebackers, Cooper and Quay, it's all speed, right? Even on the outside, it's all speed.
Well, Tom Brady was talking about that in the Bears matchup, how great they all go to the ball. But if you go to the ball and can't shed a block, it's a little bit different. And then when you can't tackle Derrick Henry, that's a whole nother problem. But again, this to me is starting to feel based off if you feel the same as Bill, Kyle, you say Bill's so great, then rest him. You know what I mean? Then rest him. Or it doesn't, I guess, whatever we all say doesn't matter to you.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have an opinion on this because it doesn't matter.
2 weeks from
Why
today, it's all over.
Why do you choose whether they sit or play when you say the season's...
Okay. There it is. I had to cut his mic off because he was just going and going and going like a damn Energizer bunny.
True power.
I see why Strofe just does it. We're not going to paint this picture that I don't love my Packers and believe in my Packers. But what it is I'm not going to falsely follow this team when they have displayed to me without Micah Parsons. They are going to show the inability to stop the run against a legitimate rushing attack. I understand the Bears are a good rushing attack, but I'm afraid of studs like a Derrick Henry. I'm afraid of a guy like Christian McCaffrey, and I'm afraid of a guy like Saquon Barkley. So those guys, they have shown if they want to lean on you, if the Eagles decide they want to run the ball 40 times, the Packers aren't going to be able to stop it. They're not going to be able to bobble.
Would you say they were able to stop the Bears? Despite no explosive plays, they still ran the ball really well in that first matchup.
They were able to run the ball, but it wasn't to the point where...
And then they kept the ball away from them in the second matchup.
It wasn't to the point where they can just run the ball and not throw it. They ran the ball 53 times. Their quarterback threw for 107 yards, I believe.
Yeah, it was pretty
bad. Tyler Huntley didn't have to... Snoop didn't have to do much. He didn't have to do much. Why? Because you could just hand the ball off right, hand the ball off left, complete a little quick pass, and keep handing the ball off.
Or a quick little first down run.
Yeah, and so the thing is that they have exactly the same formula that the Eagles can put on the Packers is what the Ravens did. So, again, my hope in the Packers moving forward is simply that we just don't have the horses right now to make a deep playoff run. And the problem I have is that they did not go into Saturday's game as if their backs were against the wall, as if their season was on the line. That is the mentality I wanted the Packers to have, because they still had a shot for not saying that this, home field advantage is going to help you win a Super Bowl. But when you're down like this, it'd be nice to be at home. When you haven't won an NFC championship yet, it'd be nice to actually go for the NFC championship.
So now you're spiraling.
No. So all I'm saying is this. The Packers need to show some type of life. And I can't sit here and assume just because they rest guys and, they're healthy. All right, here we go.
They have a better chance of showing life healthy than they do even more beat up.
And I do think that there's something to what Kyle's saying in the way that, this team for 62 minutes, the last 2 minutes of the Bears game and then this Baltimore Ravens game, they look demoralized. They look like they don't even want to be there, right? I mean, they already clinched
the playoffs, and that's on the coach for not having them ready to go.
But I'm just saying, it's your issue.
It's bigger than that. Human nature. They are beat up. Micah Parsons did get hurt, and they haven't been playing well. They got a playoff berth, and maybe they relaxed. That's part of it. It doesn't mean that they won't be ready for the playoffs.
They have not earned the right to relax. They have not won anything.
I don't disagree. I'm just telling you what happened. I'm telling you that's what happened.
They still
got
something.
That's a red flag to me. Then that's a red flag.
It is.
All right, throw in the towel. Season's over.
No.
The towel says it.
The season. Listen, don't throw in the towel. Keep competing. But the season.
You want to do both things. You want to keep competing and you want to give up. What do you want?
I wouldn't put a penny on a Packers winning the Super Bowl. It ain't happening. It's not.
Don't watch week 18. Don't watch the playoff game, because you don't deserve to follow this team as a Packer backer when you're saying the season's over and you're crapping all over the rest of the
team. I'm not crapping over.
That's who you are.
2026 is going to be phenomenal. Phenomenal for the Packers.
Sad to see the Packer backer Kyle Wallace of the show turn.
Look, next year they got Love and Parsons and stuff, but they got some big question marks in the roster next year.
We're not there yet. Okay, I forgot. You guys are there. All right, fine. I'll enjoy the rest of the season.
Tucker,
we'll wrap up next with these loonies.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin, ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube, and the ESPN Wisconsin app. You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin, ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I don't want Kyle Wallace anywhere near this team. His speech would be, guys, we're not winning the Super Bowl, but we still have to compete in the playoffs. Woo!
We ain't winning in 2025.
So since Kyle Wallace sucks and is a poor Packer backer and...
I may suck, but you are fake. You ain't a real Packer fan.
I got more common sense than you.
Wait a minute. You call me flip-flop, but you the real flip-flopper.
No, that's not how
you only go where the wind want to blow.
That was good.
Yeah. And I had another line I could say.
All right. Enough of you.
Being a rap
freestyle
should be so hard.
Especially when you got to be clean.
Kyle been giving the bad vibes since the Broncos game. Again, Ben Bruss, Brad Nortman, Kyle Wallace running the show, half producing, half hosting. Half rapping.
Out of breath running upstairs.
Is there a curse of sorts that Kyle Wallace...
People are trying to pin it on him.
You know...
Cascade.
They haven't won since I won. But the Broncos lost too. They lost to the Jaguars.
Yeah, but you're not a Broncos backer.
I'm just saying, the fandom didn't switch over.
So since Kyle and Brad have anointed this season lost, I am going to look at the 2026 first-round mock draft. Oh, wait. The Packers don't have a first-round pick in the 2026 mock draft.
Good.
What are you going to do for the next 5 months?
Excuse me. Can you name a first-round pick that you just, oh, my gosh, is amazing for the Packers? Outside of Jordan Love?
Okay, so now you're just like, the season's over, and I don't care that we don't get a crack at a potential good player, even if that hasn't been good?
Crack. Come on now. You'll be insane to think giving Goody a crack in the first round is something that's sensible. Stop it. Stop faking it. You know dang well that Goody ain't getting it right in the first round. It's a blessing that we only have second round picks.
So season's over. Fire LaFleur, fire Goody. Kyle's having a great show.
That's not. See, now, Bradley, did I ever say fire Goody? Or did I say fire?
No, you didn't. But I'm gonna
send him. Actually,
I'm gonna paint you in a light that's matching your energy.
Michael Parsons is gone. Like that was the big part of our defense. The team was hyped up and ready to go against the Bears, but last week against the Ravens, we saw what we may run into is a defense that won't be able to stop somebody from moving the chains. You're talking about potentially playing multiple quarterbacks. I'm not really worried about the Bears, but they did beat us at the end of the day. A quarterback that could pick up the chains using his leg. Brock Purdy, a quarterback that pick up the chains.
You're hurting my head.
Oh, Jalen Hurts, I can keep going. I'm just saying is that my concern is that I don't believe this team has enough.
You don't have a concern. You said the season's over, so there's no conversation to be had.
Maybe next year, man. Maybe we can win a playoff game, 100%.
No, they could definitely win two.
Yeah, okay.
They definitely can win two playoff games. And at that point, if you win two playoff games, as Tao said, momentum is one hell of a drug.
Yeah, well, right now, what's the opposite of momentum, Brad?
Stuck in mud, quicksand?
Yeah, inertia.
Yeah, we're on a three-game losing streak, potentially looking at a four-game
again,
losing
streak. I said, then don't watch the games.
No, I'm going to watch them.
Have fun on your bachelor party. I see that you're basically leaving the show on a Monday, just declaring the season over, whining like a baby on a Monday, and then you're going to come back on... You cut my mic.
I'm Italian. Kyle is.
Because he knows I'm right. You just whined all day, and then you're going to leave and go on your bachelor party.
You're just making stuff up, man. I love my Packers. I support my Packers, but I'm not going to lead you onto a burning building. And guess what? The Green Bay Packers building is burning because every week somebody goes out. Every single week, somebody is dropping like a fly. This team is
decimated.
Exactly. They're just not in a position to be successful.
Exactly. We're doom and gloom. We're so fun.
No, I'm just saying it's just a reality. Let's enjoy what happens, and at the end of the day, the team is going to fall short on what the ultimate goal was this season, which was winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's
go ahead, guys.
It's sort of sad that we have, at least I have, kind of reconfigured expectations. If they can just go and win the first round, I'll be like, all right,
doesn't matter.
You know, but I don't see them going to Seattle or San
Who
Francisco.
Says they're going to Seattle?
Well, they'll play the one seed. If they win the first seed, they will go and play the one seed. So it'll be Seattle or San Francisco, and they'll likely. I don't see them winning that game.
What are we talking about here? The one seed, I guess, would no matter what get the lowest seed.
Yep, they would get the seventh seed. So they'd for sure go play Sam the one Darnold. Seed. And I don't see them winning that game.
Yeah, Sam Darnold's got quite the track record
against this
playoffs.
Defense. They can do whatever you want.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have they really been able to do whatever they want
in
Seattle?
I'm not saying that. Yeah, see, that's wild. I'm not going that far.
Well, they can't get pressure on him. It's the cornerbacks are hurt and exposed. Can't stop the run.
They can beat those two teams.
Just give up.
And the Seattle defense is very, very good. I'm just saying this team has not had the ingredients to be a Super Bowl champion this year.
But acting like
deep
Seattle
run.
Against, like that Jordan Love can't have a game against Seattle. They may not be able to run the ball well, but we're just going to forget that he's a franchise quarterback that was 3 weeks ago. Now, Micah Parsons is gone, but what does that have to do with him being top three or top two in the MVP odds?
I think that just goes away after one concussion. Points, but
it's
the
fine.
Reality is, too, this team can't get anybody off the field, this defense. That's the problem. You lose Micah.
I can't
You lose depth.
The whole day has been me defending the Green Bay
I'll
Packers.
I'll be back for the playoffs. We'll be back. I'll be amped up and ready to go next week when my Packers are the seventh seed on the road, baby. I'll be back.
Do you think the show ends in 10 seconds?
No, the show ends in a minute and 10 seconds.
You started the music earlier, so I just
Oh, I don't know if it was a
that.
Minute or 2 minutes. He got multiple things saying 4 p.m. closeout. I don't know. Strofe is a mess.
What I do know is I will be hosting Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
Oh, yeah.
With Captain Underpants, Mr. Whitey Tighties himself, Jesse Nelson, the hall monitor.
That is can't miss. That is can't miss radio right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen.
Can't miss.
Who's leading the show?
I'm not letting that twerp lead the show.
Is he going to be coming to Milwaukee? You going to Madison?
I ain't going anywhere. I'll be here, and if I can see him on the screen, he will speak when spoken to.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's crazy. Who's producing?
Full-time Will.
Okay. Oh, you know, Will's going to fold for Jesse Nelson, so. This will be a fun show. I'm going to listen.
Bunch of nerds with me.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I agree.
Can't wait.
Wait, did you get to 10 wins on Are You Smarter Than Ben Brown?
I did!
Congratulations.
It shouldn't count.
Oh, shut up.
Uh-huh. Well, Happy New Year,
Have
KBN
a great
Nation.
Bachelor party. See ya.
I will.
Backer fraud.
I'll see y'all next week, baby.
Yeah, uh-huh. 2 minutes. KBN's the show that never ends.